subject matter questions that I get asked quite a bit. Probably more off of the website and the internet than I do among our own people, but still yet, I think this is going to reach out to everybody. The number one question that I received in 2014 as seeking advice is, I want to be happy again. How can I be happy? I think that we seem to be around, and if you look around, even people you go to church with, people you work with, TV, news, I mean, everything around us is bad news. And most everybody that you talk to and look at are dealing with all kinds of issues. Big issues. Losing jobs. Changing jobs. Big issues with their marriage. Bigger issues with their children. Issues with their neighbor. Issues with their church. Issues with their finances. Issues with their health. Man, that all sounds pretty depressing to me, don't you? I mean, think about that. Look at all that you have to deal with. Now, the only way to find happiness in the days in which we live, I am truly convinced that we're living in the last days.
Amen.
You know, I preached out of Revelation a long time last year. Everything in the Bible has been fulfilled. The only thing that's left is for the trumpet to sound. That's it. And the Bible tells us in the last days, as the Bible phrases it, people are going to be turning against each other. Wars are going to be constant. Rumors of wars will be everywhere. Everything that you can think of that can go on what we know as the Middle East is going to happen. Everything on the planet that you can think of that we're going to deal with is going to happen in the Middle East, I promise you that. Now, thinking about all of that, we get so indwelt within our own world, the internet world, we watch TV a lot, we listen to people's problems a lot, and the next thing you know, even Christian people are being drugged completely down in the mud. What do you think? Am I right so far? Say
amen.
Sure you are. Now, I want us to focus in 2015 on this subject for a while, and I'm going to be on this subject for a little while. How do you find contentment and true happiness? How do you do it? Can you do it? Is it possible? Yes, it is. But it's all going to come down to one thing. What do you focus on? I promise you, Satan wants you to focus on your problems. There's enough of it. And if you focus on your problems, you will be miserable. I promise you, you will be. When I get up in the morning, when Mark and I get up in the morning anymore, I mean, it takes us a little while to get to moving. I mean, my feet hurt, my knees hurt, the back hurts, my neck hurts. Monica, her feet hurt, her hands hurt, and then she's got to take care of me. That hurts too sometimes. So, I mean, when we get up, I mean, you should just see this. This whole ordeal that we have to go through, just so we can get out of the world. Now, by the time I get here on Sunday mornings, well, I've done it up, I'm done stretching, I'm exercising, I've got my mind in gear, I'm ready to go. 8 o'clock in the morning, if you was to see me 2 hours where I walked in here, you'd say, what in the world is wrong with him? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with him, is him is getting old. That's what's wrong with him.
Okay?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know, I wished I felt like a baby. That's what I wish I felt like. Now, all of that, when we wake up and we don't feel good and it takes us a while, we concentrate on that. If it hurts, it gets attention. You believe that? shouts amen.
Amen.
If it hurts, it gets attention. If my feet hurt, they get attention. If my knees hurt, if my neck hurts, whatever hurts, it gets attention. Now, understanding all of that, we need to understand something. No matter what we're dealing with, we have to learn to consider one thing. If I truly want to be happy, it can't be based on how I feel. Let me say that again. Listen, let's go say, this is real neat. My happiness can't be based on how I feel or I'll never be happy. You understand that? My happiness can never be based on how much money I have or lack of. My happiness can't be based on if everybody around me is happy.
Amen.
Well, that's true. Now, that could be family, that could be co-workers, that could even be church membership. It can't be based on any of those kind of things. If so, no wonder we are miserable people. That has to be based on one thing, and that is my relationship with Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, this is going to be our theme for a couple months. Let's get here if you're ready to put the first on the screen here. Now, this is going to be our theme for a while. Once you look at it, it will be on the screen every week. Paul says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who or what can be against us? Even if my body's against me, people around me are against me, my finances are against me, my health is against me, it doesn't matter, because if God is for me, it's all okay. And I believe me, I want God for me. I need Him to be for me every day of my life.
Amen.
No matter what falls apart around me, I need to understand, if God be for us, who can be against us? And it doesn't matter, because whatever we're up against will not defeat us if we live for Jesus every day. The Lord have a blessing. All right, Kendra, if we'll go to the next screen, please. Look what Jesus says, and this is Jesus saying this. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all of these things. Therefore, quit worrying. What you going to eat? What you going to drink? What kind of clothes you got on? For after all these things, the world seeks those things. See, the world seeks possessions. When Jesus went on the cross, He didn't take a thing with Him. Here's the only thing He took with Him on that cross, is my sin and your sin. Amen. He did not take one possession with Him. You know why? Because heaven don't need it.
That's right.
Heaven don't need anything you got down here, people. He don't need it. And one of these days, you're not going to need it either. Quit worrying about it. Get your mind straight to understand this one thing. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Don't you think He knows what your needs are? He knows that. And anything that He provides for you, you be thankful for. And when it comes down to His offering plate to come around, you make sure you thank God for what He's given you. And you thank Him in a biblical way with your tithes and your offerings. Because let me tell you something. You could be okay financially today and broke tomorrow if you don't put God in your life. Let's give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, let's see what the advice is. Let's get here if we go to the next, please. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all, that's one key word in this verse, all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow also be, so take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day the evil thereof. seek ye first the kingdom of God, what? And his righteousness. Seek. Seek. Look. Concentrate. Focus on the things of God. Don't worry about the things you have no control over. Don't even worry about the things you do have control over. Because after all, the person who's in a right relationship with God lets God have it, lets God control it, and God will take care of it. Amen. Give all the hand applause. Now, we are so busy. Key word is busy. We are so busy thinking about tomorrow, we can't even enjoy today. We are so worried about tomorrow, we can't even live today. And this is what verse 34 says. It says, quit worrying about tomorrow. God's done taking care of your tomorrows. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Now, that didn't mean that we don't live by a calendar. We all know that. We all have to live by a calendar to see what's coming up. What we do, all this is saying is, and here is the advice, folks. And I've said this probably 1,000 times in 35 years of my ministry. Take it one day at a time. And I want to tell you why. Don't worry about tomorrow, because if the trumpet sounds today, there's not going to be no more tomorrow. Who knows when that trumpet's going to sound, folks? Quit worrying about things you can't control. Understand, you can't control tomorrow. It's not even here yet. Concentrate on today. Put one step in front of the other. You look to God. You follow God. You follow His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness, and live for Him every day. And I promise you, you'll know what contentment and real happiness is all about. You agree with that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Kendra, let's go to the next. Out of Isaiah. This is good. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Look, you want peace? The only way to get to happiness is you got to have peace first. You're not going to have happiness until you come to terms with what peace is all about from a spiritual standpoint of view. And the only way that you're going to have peace in your spiritual walk, if you are a child of God, is to concentrate on Him and put your trust in Him. It's the only way to do it. Only way to do it. One step from the other, be thankful you're able to take a step. One day at a time. Trust in the Lord. Put your mind on. Satan wants your mind running 100 miles an hour. He wants you concentrating on your day-to-day issues and problems all the time. He does that for a reason, and he's good at it. I will tell you why he does it in closing. He does it because the more you're thinking about your problems, the less you're thinking about God. And that will affect your relationship with God. And here's the ultimate full circle. If it affects your relationship with God, it's going to affect your witness for God. And believe me, folks, this is all we're here for. What you have and what it's about is your relationship with God, so people can see that in you. It starts with these little kids, gets to be adults. It all starts with how we truly concentrate on Jesus. It simply says, trust ye in the Lord forever. Not today, and then tomorrow we'll take that. You trust in Him every day, no matter what you're doing, what situation you're in, you find. I've been on death's door several times, in the hospital, on my back. I've had to make some life-altering decisions. But I'll tell you this one thing, I knew no matter what I did, if I put my trust in the Lord, I would find peace in every decision that I made. Even if it took my life. Because if it takes my life, it will not take my soul.
Amen.
Right.
You understand that? Give the Lord a hand of applause. Understand this one thing. As we talk about contentment, happiness, peace. It's all wrapped into one thing, and that's your relationship with God. What kind of relationship do you have with God? If you're watching me by internet, I don't care where you could be, it could be day or night. You need to understand, you need a relationship with God, and it starts with your son, Jesus Christ. You're not going to have a relationship with God without Jesus. They go hand in hand together. You know why? Because they are together. Relationship with Jesus puts you in a relationship with God. Once you understand that and you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need to find your church, get in that church, serve the God in that church, and understand to use your talents, God-given talents, to help proclaim the gospel. You do it through your giving. You do it not only the giving of your money, of your talent, and of your time. And when you do that, you'll be surprised how even a little church like this takes the gospel around the world. And we do it for one reason only. It's because that's what God asked us to do. That's why this little church is still up on this hill. That's why we have people that still come, and people who still support it. It's because we're spreading the gospel around the world. And that's what we do. That's what it's about. That's what's important. That's what it's all about. You want contentment? You want to find happiness? I promise you, you won't have it without Jesus. But with Jesus every day, no matter what comes your way, I promise you, He will give you the peace that only He can give you. The peace that passes all of your issues and problems on to Him, the one who can truly bear your life. Some things I can't do on my own. I try. The more I do on my own, the more I mess it up. Why not go to the one who can really that is Jesus. And may that change begin in me. Give the Lord a hand.